Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our Gospel today, this angel visits Joseph, Saint Joseph, in a dream. The angel calls him by name and dispels any fears that he might have. Just as Gabriel told Mary at the Annunciation, "Do not be afraid," this angel tells Joseph also, "Do not be afraid." Mary is entrusted with receiving the word of God in her womb, and Joseph is encouraged to receive Mary and the Redeemer into his own home. As Gabriel reveals to Mary that it is the Holy Spirit who will come upon her and the power of the Most High that will overshadow her, the angel of the Lord assures Joseph that it's through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived. While the angels reveal both to Mary and to Joseph that they are to name the child Jesus, it's to Joseph alone that it's revealed that Jesus will save his people from their sins. As a devout Jew, Joseph would know that it's only God that can forgive sins. And so, with these words, Joseph is faced with a great decision. The decision is not only whether or not to take Mary, his wife, into his home. He also has to decide whether or not he really believes that this child is God himself, God in the flesh, the God of his fathers, who alone can save people from their sins. Unlike Mary's response, "Be it done to me according to your word," the gospel doesn't record any words at all from Saint Joseph. However, we hear what he did in response to the message that he received. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He doesn't question the angel. He doesn't take time to consider how to act. Without being given any further details about what he would need to do in the future, he simply arose and did as he was asked by the angel of the Lord. His quick and decisive action reveals that he did, in fact, believe what he had heard about Mary and the child in her womb. This response is an act of faith, an act of concrete faith. It was his life of fidelity to God's will that had prepared him for this crucial moment. Joseph was ready to take Mary and the Savior not only into his earthly dwelling place, but into the confines of his pure and undivided heart. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, the humble carpenter, Joseph, is given to us as an example. Joseph certainly couldn't have imagined how he would one day fit into God's eternal plan of salvation, but he was ready to respond when called. We also may often wonder how the Lord is working through each and every one of us in order to bring about his will. Like Joseph, we're called to be open to the Lord's will and ready to respond in faith and with generosity when the Lord calls us into his service. As the angels communicated God's message, "Do not be afraid," that same message is communicated to us today. Let us not be afraid to do the will of God and to welcome the Lord Jesus into our hearts and in our homes. In these last days before Christmas, let us take the opportunity to consider how our hearts may still need to be prepared for his coming and have the faith to do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.